Greetings, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, hope you're all doing well. Can't remember the last time I made an audio. It might have been a while, but we've been super busy lately, which is really awesome. Lots of being out on the streets, one-on-one witnessing as we're traveling, some big events we were at for a couple days, and then out on the streets at busy tourist towns and things. And so the word's going out all over and online, and not just what we're doing here. I know Sister Saints and Brother James knows brothers who are out doing the same thing, maybe not all the same things, but sharing the truth of God's word. So we are all shining our lights all around the world. Praise God. It's so encouraging to share our stories and our lives and our testimonies. And Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another along every day. I don't know why I keep getting tongue-tied when I say these audios. I don't know. It's exciting. I love to share with my sisters. And, you know, sometimes I'm not really even sure what to share exactly, you know. Just things that are going on in our life seems to be encouraging for one another. And then sometimes there are teachings, sometimes lessons that we've learned, victories, defeats that we've had that we've overcome. So all kinds of things that we can share with one another. So anyway, we have a phone call coming pretty soon with a man who seems very zealous of good works, wants to do good works. He's just brand new coming out of man-made religion and lots of things going on in the ministry. So I just want to make a quick audio before we get on that phone call. The brothers are getting ready. And I just wanted to share some of God's word, some encouragement to us. I love this. I was going to read Ephesians 1. And let us all rejoice in this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That would be all of us, the faithful in Christ Jesus, all of us who are truly faithful in him. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And speaking of holy in there, sister's doing her posts on holiness and posting a scripture every day on that. That's awesome. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And while I'm reading this, it's making me think of another sister who just burned a whole bunch of paperwork and things of an old religious body she used to go to that taught once saved, always saved, Calvinism, that you can never fall away. And she sees through that, so she's burning all that wicked heresy. So praise God for that. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath proposed in himself. Oh, Brother James popped in. I was making an audio to go on the website. I was just reading through Ephesians 1.
Hello, sisters.
I didn't know if Brother James had to say something. I just told him that we were getting ready to do a phone call with a
conference call with a man seeking the truth of God.
Yeah, he has a lot of zeal.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome.
Amen. And a beautiful river setting. Hope you sisters are doing well today.
Yeah, I was reading through Ephesians 1 and kind of commenting and on some of the things and just
awesome.
Sharing some encouragement, kind of telling what's been going on, what we've been doing, and
Amen.
Thankful that all the sisters and brothers are sharing everything that's going on, that they're shining their lights all around the world. And
Amen. Striving for the kingdom, we'll all be home soon.
Right. Praise God.
This
Amen.
Life is fast.
Yeah, it goes really
fast.
We were
just talking, it's almost August already.
Oh, I know. Every day seems to disappear so fast, doesn't it?
The older you get, the quicker it goes.
Right. Let us all be thankful for that.
Amen. Hold fast, sisters.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. So anyway, we'll go back to verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And just a little note in here, Brother James has teachings against the once saved, always saved. They use that word sealed like you can never turn away. Go check those out. That's not true. You can fall away. You can turn away. That's why we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. But Brother James is happy to help anybody that needs help through that. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And I just wanted to say, you know, I'm so thankful for all the saints we know and maybe the saints that we will know. And some of you might not be saints right now, but you might be someday, and I hope we get to know you. Let's see, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You know, as we walk through this life and we're first born again, we want all that knowledge. We want to learn it. We just had a brother saying, you know, I just want to know it all right now. And that's kind of how I was in the beginning too. I was like, just give it all to me because I want to walk in your ways and your statutes, and I don't want to be messing anything up. And, you know, God will give it to us when he gives it to us, when he knows that we can understand it and use it rightly. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in his saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. That's awesome. Everything we do as believers in him and followers of Christ, everything that we do is by his strength and his power. He gets all the glory for it. Which he wrought, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Yeah, that's pretty awesome to think about what's coming. As Brother James was just saying, how fast time goes. We won't be here very long, so anything that we cling to here, which could keep us out of the kingdom of heaven, is definitely not worth it. Everything is like dung, just like Christ, or just like Paul said, everything is dung compared to Christ. Verse 22 and 23, and then it's the end. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Praise God. What an encouraging chapter to read. Well, they're all encouraging, aren't they, Brother James?
They are indeed.
Yeah, he just came back over here, so he must need something. Anyway, sisters, I got to get going. Call's going to go on. Just wanted to share some encouragement with you, and praise the Lord for his precious truth that we get to share with one another.
Amen. Hold fast.
Yeah, have a glorious day, sisters.
God be praised.
Amen. Oh, I forgot to say we love you. We love you all. Bye-bye.